What's up, party people? It's your boy Ubiquitous from the Rock Solid Radio Show. Just letting you know to check out the Patreon page for the CSPN, where you can find exclusive paid content not found through the free outlets. That's www.patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Go there to check out exclusive paid content for the Rock Solid Radio Show, as well as other CSPN Media podcasts.
Looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Why not surprise your lover with an adult sex toy, video, or accessory from Adam and Eve? Now, listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show can enjoy a 50% off discount on any item available at Adam and Eve. You can use this discount on vibrators, sex toys, lingerie, lubes and lotions, condoms, videos, or other naughty novelties found on their site. To receive the discount, visit the official site of the CSPN, cspn.us, then click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the site. Scroll down and click through our Adam and Eve link at the bottom, then go shopping. As you check out, put in the promo code HALFOFF at checkout to reduce any item's price by up to 50% plus shipping. Remember, you have to click through the link at the cspn.us to help keep our podcast free with your order. Order Adam and Eve through cspn.us. And now, let's start the show.
The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It's the Rock Solid Radio Show, doing it in your ear hole like we always do about this time, every week, every Wednesday. And, well, you know, except for the last two Wednesdays, but we'll get into that in a minute. It's your boy Ubiquitous, as always, back up in this bitch with my girl, Dr. Tam.
Yo, it's almost that time for the most wonderful debate, whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Let's keep it.
It's a Christmas movie.
Of course it is.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
How can you deny this?
So would then Friday After Next constitute being a Christmas movie also?
Yes. Hell fucking yes, a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie. What are you talking about?
And as always, my right-hand man, the brother who needs no introduction, my brother from another mother, my motherfucking best friend, Todd Digger.
My nigga, I will watch Friday After Next over It's a Wonderful Life every Christmas, dog.
Like, for real?
Oh, well, so will I, but...
Nigga, I watched that shit over the Ten Commandments, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Come on, nigga, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life in its entirety, but I've seen
I don't think nobody has, really. I haven't. I've never seen it entirely.
Mm-mm. Which one is the one where the kid With the rifle, with the BB gun.
You oh, Christmas story.
Okay.
Oh, that's a Christmas story. Oh, that's my shit.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's my shit.
I love that movie. Wait. No, it's funny that you mentioned that because there's a photographer. I forgot where the photographer's from. But the photographer is catching flack because he did like a newborn shoot. You know, like newborn. And it was a play on a Christmas story. So he had the baby dressed up as Ralphie and the pink. Rabbit,
yeah,
and he had this little fake, you know, miniature BB gun,
yeah,
with him. And the little kid was asleep, and it had the little the leg lamp and everything in the background. So cute. Apparently, there's some people out there who are bitching about how can you, like, in this climate, pose a baby with a gun.
Fucking liberals, shut the fuck up. Seriously.
Now, you know, I am as pinko commie, well, not commie, but pinko socialist Democrat as it goes. But come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Liberals.
I'm on. God.
No, that's not liberals, dog.
That's not liberals.
Because I'm a fucking liberal, and like there's no fucking way.
Nah, son.
I don't even see it in that light. Like, if you can't watch that and say, damn, Christmas story, like.
Right.
That's
right.
Just taking shit way too far. That would be when I will like jump on when the right wingers be like, oh, it's this PC climate. Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? You got that one. I feel you. Totally feel you on that one. Like, cause let me tell you what this like little BB gun looked like for real. It looked like some goddamn two toothpicks dyed black, painted like over with some lacquer or whatever, glued together. I mean, very nice.
I ain't gonna lie though.
But still.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm pretty sure a Republican probably got upset over that because you talking about some PC motherfuckers. The Republicans have been on this whole PC and don't talk bad about us and let us live our lives. You talking about the party that allows people to assault journalists and shit like that.
Right.
But get upset because now Sarah Huckabee or Huckabee, whatever her name is, can't eat Mexican food and shit like that.
Suck a D.
Grayson Allen faced Ted Cruz getting chased out of restaurants and shit. Like, fucking snowflakes.
I'm so mad you called him Grayson. I'm so mad you called him
He doesn't like Grayson Allen.
I personally think he looks more like a blobfish.
Oh? Who are we talking about?
Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody say he liked the Zodiac Killer or some shit like that.
No. Let's be more specific than that. Trump, amongst others, basically insinuated that Ted Cruz's father was the Zodiac Killer.
Holy shit! That's not funny. Yo, Donald Trump don't give a fuck. One of these days we're going to get a Democratic president that don't give a fuck as much as Donald Trump. And
I wish.
It's going to be fucking.
I wish.
That's why they need to put me in the White House, because I'm on that level of not give a fuck. Donald Trump has insulted so many people's family. Like, well, Ted Cruz, really. Like,
and he also called his wife ugly. So that's why this whole, like, ass-kissing that Cruz does to him is even more like, what, do you have a spy? Like, bitch, he said your wife was ugly.
I'm sorry.
And your father's the Zodiac.
If you're Ted Cruz's wife, if you're Ted Cruz's wife, you don't give that nigga no more pussy. I'm sorry.
He gets no more. How'd you ever give him pussy in the first place?
Well, he got kids, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, not saying that, you know how my theories go on those things, but.
you know, his house has to be a fucking war zone when he gets home. Like, oh, he can't even yell at his wife no more.
Nah.
Oh, why you didn't get loud? That motherfucker to call me ugly.
Oh, you want to get loud with me? But you can't. Okay. You show right. Mm-hmm. Go sleep on the couch.
You want some pussy from an ugly woman? Because apparently you ain't speak to Trump about the way he talked to me.
Who knows? Maybe out there grabbing pussy with him. Why don't you go fuck one of them pussies you grab?
Yeah.
Oh, you fuck ugly bitches, huh?
I can't go home to my wife after a motherfucker calls her ugly on national TV.
I'm about to say
that. No, that has to be followed up.
If I don't fight this nigga,
exactly. He called me ugly. Like, that's fucked up.
That has to be qualified.
Did he do it during the debate?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know if it was during the debate. I'm not sure.
No, I think it was an interview. It was an interview.
I want to say it was an interview.
I'm about to say, because I hope they weren't face to face when he said it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, nigga, Had that been me in a debate, I said that, oh yeah, Republicans would have got onto the gun control bandwagon real quick. They would have got on that bandwagon real quick. Like, okay, no, okay, y'all. Y'all see what Ubiquitous did to this nigga, yo? It's gone too far.
Here's the thing about Republicans don't have a problem with gun control so long as it applies to black and brown people.
Oh, yeah, that part.
We got to be a little bit more specific.
True.
So that's not a bandwagon. That's just their natural, everyday, national blank.
Yeah, because, you know, a white boy can pose in his Facebook page with guns galore and everything, and he's just, you know, good old Second Amendment, you know, patriot citizen. I pose.
You're a thug with, life.
Exactly. I'm a thug.
Didn't Kemp, the candidate for governor in Georgia, saw a picture of black men with guns? And he was like, look, yes, at the new Black Panther Party.
Yes, and the armed Black Panther Party.
No, militia, I didn't hear about this.
And I'm like, wow.
Abrams, yes.
A Republican,
yes,
upset about people with guns?
Yes.
Interesting.
That happened.
I didn't
There's
know
so
that.
Much shit we can talk about in the Georgia race. That's still happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because going to a recount.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't Florida as well?
Florida as well.
Yeah.
So and again, I'm going to say what Chris Rock said in 2000. We need to get some Detroit pimps, some Mississippi pimps down to Georgia and Florida. Because a pimp ain't never going to mess up a count.
Wow.
That's real, though.
That's so real. And dope boys.
Yeah, Poppy, yeah. Poppy don't miss that count at all. He knows how much is coming in. He knows what's going out.
I'm Poppy. You ain't got to count it. It's all their money.
He know you ain't coming back with less than 92 bricks.
Right. So, that's how we'll settle that shit real quick. And, of course, you know, someone made a very good point. I forgot who it was, but they were like, it's really interesting that when the Republicans are ahead, they're trying to, you know, stop, you know, any type of recount or counting of absentee and mail-in ballots. But when they're behind,
they want to count all the
motherfuckers.
But it was crazy, though. Kemp was in charge of the election. Like, he was on the election council or something like that. Like, no, you can't be
charge of the election and be running in an election.
In the same fucking election?
In the same goddamn time. Like,
right.
He just now resigned this past Thursday.
Yeah.
He was forced to do that.
Pretty much.
But I will say this. With Abrams, with Adams.
Stacey Abrams.
Abrams, Gilliam in Florida. Even O'Rourke in Texas. The fact that Democrats were able to get that type of push in those three races as states, it says a lot about their organization skills. The fact that Gilliam can make it this close in Florida, and I need people to understand, Florida is not Jacksonville and Miami where there's a bunch of dark-skinned people.
No.
At. That whole
there is a large swath of counties that we don't even think about, like out where them fucking swamps are and shit, like in the middle. When
true
you're driving
rednecks.
Between like Orlando and Tampa,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Or you're driving like north between like let's say Orlando and Tallahassee. Oh yeah. Lots of rednecks. Oh my God.
True.
Never forget Florida was a part of the Confederacy.
Florida people like to make you believe that it wasn't, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
y'all was on with that shit. Just like Maryland.
Well,
Maryland
but they were sympathizers.
Yes.
Exactly.
There
were a lot of people in Baltimore who were pissed that Maryland did not secede.
Lincoln had to throw the mayor in jail.
Right. Had to send federal troops.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
It was considered a quote unquote border state.
Everybody in the union got a vote on which side they wanted to fight on, except Maryland. Maryland didn't get that choice.
They really didn't. But one thing I'll give Florida voters props for is that they voted to restore the voting rights for 1.4 million.
That's a win right there.
Felons, former felons. I hate to call them felons, like people former who have returned. Offenders. Yeah, for you know, ex-offenders, returning citizens, shall we say. People who have paid their debt to society. And the way the shit was set up now was like you literally had to like send a petition to Governor Scott and he would like have this hearing and you make this case before him and only him And then he'd make the sole decision as to whether or not you can have your voting rights back.
Oh, I bet part of the process was, where's your party?
Right, because of the very few, folks he restored the rights to, a number of them were, the majority of them were white.
He probably don't even look at the black, ones.
Right.
Oh, African American? Fuck that.
Oh! Fuck that. Yo, you just made Tam spit out the whole blunt, dog. She just spit out the whole blunt.
Negro?
Oh. Oh my God. Holy shit.
White Florida Gator alum?
Yeah.
Check mark. Go Gators.
Wow.
Someone mentioned that.
I've never seen anything like, I'm sorry, wait, pause. I've never seen anything like that before.
I have my moments.
She spit out the entire blood, dog.
I have my moments.
That shit launched like a rocket.
It really did. It really did.
But can you imagine him just balling it up and just throwing the shit hook shot into the trash can?
Kobe.
Right.
Kobe.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Someone mentioned that Rick Scott looks like the judge from
Roger Rabbit. Yo. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Do you remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother?
Like this.
Yeah, I can't even hit that note, so I ain't even gonna try. I'm glad you picked that up. I'm glad you picked that up, Tim. But yo, I thought I was the only one who thought that.
Oh, real fucking tears in my eyes.
This is going to be off topic, but George Carlin once said, they were talking about abortion rights. And like, you ever notice the people that talk about, that want to control women's body, or people that women probably would want to fuck? And I miss, and you miss a guy like George Carlin during Trump's presidency. Like,
oh my God.
You miss George Carlin right now. Fuck. We need George Carlin right now. Somebody need to bring him back.
Somehow, which way?
From the like, afterlife and just
zombie George Carlin to like dig in on Donald
let's
Trump.
Let's let him get these jokes off, dog. Jokes just fly.
But there's just not even anyone else really in the vein. Chappelle, maybe, but not even.
He's close.
Like the spliff.
You're right.
Chappelle.
Don't say anything funny.
Okay.
Do not say anything funny.
Chappelle has a good political mind, though.
Yeah.
That's just not where a lot of his jokes are focused. But like, he's really intelligent. Like, I enjoy listening to him talk, and funny as fuck.
And he can admit when he's wrong, because he came back and apologized. Like, because remember when Trump was first elected, he was like, "Yo, like, no, I don't support this motherfucker, whatever." But he is the goddamn president, so we should at least give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president. He's the president of this country.
Right.
I see where he's coming
from. Now he was like, "Yeah, I shouldn't have said that shit. I was wrong." Fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
I
see where he's coming from, though. And I think that's been a... I don't want to say he's a Democrat. I don't know what his political leaning is.
I feel like he's probably more of an independent.
But a lot of Democrats...
Like myself.
A lot of Democrats tend to have, or liberals tend to have this, okay, let's give it a chance. Let's show him respect because we want to be shown respect. But honestly...
We don't get that shit.
The Republicans, this Republican Party... They're not at a level where they deserve my respect now.
No.
They're not even real fucking people as far as I'm concerned.
And that's why I really don't want Pelosi to be the Speaker of the House again. Like,
yeah, ain't gonna be no more playing nice niggas, yo.
We not doing the bipartisan. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but that's just where the fuck we are right now. Like, we're not in the 80s and the 90s where, yeah, there was contention, but you could still reach across the aisle and get some shit done.
Because even if you work with those motherfuckers, when they're in power, they don't know nothing about working with people.
No.
Nah, ain't no reach across the aisle, bitch.
No.
So now, for 2 years, they need to understand.
You gotta understand, the motherfuckers who are in these positions now were also, like, it took time for them to get to these positions. Ergo, you were in Congress or in the Senate back in the day when there was a bit more bipartisanship, when there was a bit more moderation between both parties, mind you, between both parties. And it just doesn't happen. Like, look at Missouri. Claire McCaskill lost. by a lot.
I was about to say, did she?
Got that ass tapped.
Yes, she did.
And she has got to be the most, you know, blue dog of Democrats, like, you know, moderate. Like, she even tried to, like, try to tie herself to Trump in some ways, which I was just like, come on, let's not do that. But, but I mean, she was trying to, went over a state that elected Trump by, what, like, 16, 19 points? So it's hard. And, you know, it's Missouri, I mean, St. Louis and Kansas City, while big, weren't going to be enough to carry her.
No.
Right.
But you hear how Trump talked about the Republicans who lost?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, I spent 2 years supporting your ass and I lose. I can't even get a... Damn, we get him back next year as a Tiger.
Nah, losers. You're a loser.
She lost. I don't associate with losers.
You're like, really? Just this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it.
And he doesn't want to give help to
yo
states that didn't vote for him. What kind of shit is that?
He tweeted about the fires in California.
Yes.
No. What did he say? I don't even know if I really want to know.
Basically, he said in so many words that the fires were going around because it was poor management of the forest. And if they don't get it under control, federal funds are going to be withheld. Because one, he has the power to fucking do that.
Right.
Two, I don't think he understands how forest fires work.
Wait, not to mention that a lot of our forests in California are under what? Federal management.
Exactly.
So exactly. Who the fuck are you insulting?
They just happen to be in the state, motherfucker, but this is a federal... This is federal property.
He really is. We really have a fucking idiot for a president.
Yes.
We really do.
No, I spent a good part of George W. Bush's administration saying this man is an idiot every day. But like, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Trump was like, hold my beer.
Right. Hold my Diet Coke.
Right, because apparently he doesn't drink alcohol. Which is part of the fucking problem right there.
Yes.
He snort that white lady, though.
Wait, no, nigga, wait, no. Oh, I hate
you so much. You're not that stupid sober. You're not that stupid sober. There's no way.
Wait for it. So, you know his wife is from Slovenia?
Yes.
Slovenia came into being after the whole, like, Balkan War, Yugoslavia broke the fuck up.
Right? Yeah.
Balkan! This is important. So this motherfucker's meeting with leaders from Estonia, Latvia.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
You know, the Balkans. And he...
This nigga think he be playing Monopoly.
He's talking and then he launches into this tirade about how they, like, just fucked.
I used to own that.
And caused this terrible war where all these people died and so much economic and political instability. And it took the leaders a second to realize, oh, this motherfucker's talking about the Balkans.
I know everybody looked around like, yo, what the fuck?
Like, oh. You're talking about the Balkans? Who the fuck?
Nigga. And I'm like, you know what? Like, when I first read it, I thought to myself, okay, that would be a mistake that an average American would make because most Americans do not indeed know the difference between the
Balkans. But your wife.
One, your wife is from a Balkan nation. Two, you're the president of the goddamn United States of America. This is some shit you should know.
Your wife was actually involved. She was in the country when the shit went down.
Come on!
She used to get fucking bullets and shit shot at her goddamn dome piece just getting to school every day, dog. Like, she was there. She saw Grandpa get pulled out of his house and get the shit kicked out of him one night.
Come on.
It's real. It was real for her.
But yet, this is what you're doing. Talking to the leaders of Latvia and Estonia.
It's like being married to to a vet from the Iraq War, like from the Persian War, like over the Persian Gulf War, like they was there, and you to come out and just say some dumb shit, like
talking about Italy invading Albania. You like, what?
You ain't talking about Xerxes and everybody talking about Saddam and George Bush.
Right.
and they made a strong stand at Thermopylae, the 300.
Like, right.
What?
What?
General Leonidas. Who? He wasn't the general dog. It almost seemed like somebody has to rush up and like turn his cue cards over, like, because he has to be reading from a script that he wrote.
That Putin wrote.
Yo, did you see? Okay, so right now we know that yes, it airs on Wednesday, but we record earlier. So right now, today, Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans, for your service. We'll speak more on that later. But in addition to that, it is also the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War One. So there's a number of celebrations going on in Europe right now, which is why Trump is in Paris. Yo, did you see how your boy reacted when when Putin gave him a hug and a thumbs up? Yo, he had that, like, self-assured, like, yes, I'm a leader. Like a little kid when you give him some validation in class.
Pretty sure he came on himself.
Okay, I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Nirvana. Ooh, boy, I'm on one tonight. Yo!
Dear sweet baby Jesus.
Dog, and we're not even 30 minutes into the show, B.
And we didn't drink anything.
That part.
I drank enough last night.
See, I had a beer last night. Un beer. Una cerveza.
But today's show is brought to you by Lemonade.
Oh.
Lemonade, the lemonade strain.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, we're going to be on Trump for a minute.
There's so much.
And I'm not opposed to it for some reason today. Usually I'm like, yo, I don't want to talk about this nigga.
But real shit, though, ever since the midterm, this nigga has been wild.
Oh, you got to. You got to hide the fact.
This nigga going balls. This nigga going balls to the wall.
But wilding. But you got to, because now this shit's about to get real. And let me be clear. I'm not saying that he will be impeached, because it takes 2/3 vote in the Senate, and the Senate.
He could be impeached. He just made.
He's not gonna be. Well, he's not gonna be removed from office.
Right.
He's not gonna be removed from office because Senate's still Republican controlled, so he's good. But with the Democrats controlling the House, they can investigate this motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
To the gills.
Round the clock.
I was about to say, oh, please believe this skirt's about to be lifted.
Oh, something's gonna get dropped.
How ugly that pussy is.
Somebody's gonna get caught up in some shit. And Trump looked like the nigga that'll dime you out.
Oh, to keep him going to jail? Hell yeah.
His son is gonna be indicted soon.
Oh my God.
Can't wait.
And this is the reason why. Confederate Keebler Elf was fired this week.
Yes.
And replaced by someone who has not been vetted and confirmed by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
He was replaced by his chief of staff, Matt Whitaker. Former tight end from Iowa, who has called into question the Mueller investigation, has already said that if Mueller looked into the Trump family finances, then that would be overstepping his bounds.
Sound like a motherfucker who played football at Iowa would say.
Right. And therefore, is not likely to recuse himself and also has the power to, like, curtail or shut shit down.
Well, to that point, Adam Schiff?
Schiff
has pretty much said in so many words, if the Mueller investigation is slowed down or if Mueller is removed, we will. He didn't say the words, but he insinuated that we will start moving towards that I word that presidents don't like hearing.
I-M-P-E-A-C-A.
Remember what happened to Clinton about 20-odd years ago? That's going to happen again if... And the Democrats have said they will bring Mueller in for a live interview.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Mueller actually himself is already, by the way that he's pursued these cases, has already set himself up to where if some shit were to happen to him, are we still going to get all that
We're going to get work? Our man.
If I get fired, open this envelope. Yeah.
If I'm collecting unemployment.
Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be the feds that bring down Trump.
And it's going to be the state.
It's going to be the state. Yeah, the state. District attorneys, attorney generals. I mean,
in the state attorneys, of New York, attorneys general.
Let me get my grammar.
Yeah,
correct. Assistant is the state of New York.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
and she said, "Full speed ahead, dog. Full and those charges are not pardonable."
You know, the AG in Maryland ain't with the shits either. Like, he's, he can't sue for, like, financial shit. There's, like, other shit that he's suing for. Yes.
Yeah, state charges, you can't, president can't say.
I pardon myself.
Nah.
Or his family. Woo-hoo.
So, if family member want to get out, guess what they're going to do? Because we said this a few months ago, the feds don't punch down on these plea deals.
Right. They punch up.
You ain't going to give me tookie on the street. And get up out of this one. Nah, I need to know. I need to know who's in charge of the connect.
Who's driving the boat. I need to know who owns the boats.
Yeah.
And the planes. That's what I need.
I need to know where the money's going.
Right. Who's washing it?
Yeah.
How is it being washed?
What's Poppy's real name?
What does he look like? Where does he reside?
Speaking of Poppy, we're going to get back on Trump in a minute.
Oh. Jury
selection is for El Chapo.
Wow.
How they getting people to show up to this shit is beyond me.
Wait. And El Chapo supposedly made things better by saying, I promise not to harm any of the jurors.
I ain't stupid. I know what a threat when I hear one. I promise not to harm any of the jurors.
Oh my God.
Family might be off limits, but might be back on limits, but.
There's no way a fuck I was ever on that jury. No.
Your kid way. Getting followed to school now?
Look, not without wearing a rubber mask.
and I ain't taking that mask off neither.
And a voice modulator.
I was just about to say, don't ask me to say shit verbally because.
Nope.
You're not hearing the sound of my voice.
No. All my answers are.
And I'm wearing a fat suit.
All my answers have been written down. So you don't got to even hear my voice.
I'm a mute.
I'm just going to nod or shake my head.
I walk into that trial with a free El Chapo shirt on. I don't give a fuck, though.
Yeah. Wait, hold up.
That nigga innocent.
No, how about I'm not even writing my shit out because you're not going to get no handwriting analysis done on my shit. Nope. I'm going to have a laptop.
I'm walking up in that bitch. As soon as they say all rise.
Is he being tried in Mexico or is he being tried here in the States?
Doesn't matter.
Huh?
Does it matter?
It kind of.
How?
Because I need to know whose witness protection program is better.
He's getting tried in the States.
Okay. You probably want to do that. I don't think witness protection.
And one of his attorneys is actually from the Baltimore area.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You mean this motherfucker going to be around here? El Chapo, I'm sorry.
Nah, dog.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to go back and edit this whole part of the portion.
Why is there a large gap?
Why does it just feel like they just went from one topic and then just like click and you just hear a whole other conversation going
10
on.
10 minutes of dead air.
Sound like damn Nixon tapes.
And he being represented by a Baltimore nigga? Holy shit. There's so much realness in this statement right there.
Man.
But to answer your question, the United States Witness Protection Program might be a little better.
I'm sure it is.
Does Mexico even have a witness protection?
They do, but some of those cops are so fucking corrupt.
They just change. Right. Instead of, you know, because the United States, never mind. I don't know if I even want to go down the road of this joke.
Don't do it to us.
I don't want a Roseanne Barr, y'all.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh, I don't want to fuck up the bag or leave the bag in peril for y'all.
And some of those niggas haven't been getting a bag in a minute, so. Speaking of not getting a bag in a minute, Wesley got to pay.
Woo! Yeah. So.
What's wrong? What's happening with Wesley Pipes? What?
Bitch. Not Pipes.
Make it nasty.
Hold on. Did I say Pipes or Snipes? I hope I said Snipes.
You didn't say a last name at all.
You didn't say okay. any last name.
I said Wesley Pipes. Pipes.
But we got to have Wesley Pipes on the show one time.
Make it nasty.
No.
Why not?
Open that thing up.
I would love, you know what? I would love
open,
to just
open. Let Samoa dick in. Let Samoa dick in.
You know that nigga don't have no, like, he'll fuck a fat bitch, skinny bitch, tall bitch, short bitch.
He is a part of that savage that crew. That savage, I don't give a fuck crew.
That savage squad. Yeah.
Devlin Weed.
Devlin Weed. Julius St. Jocks. Mr. Marcus.
Tony Ever.
Shawn Michaels.
Was it Tony Ever Ready?
Yes, yeah. Tony Ever Ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, he tried to have my ass in the bathroom. Mm-mm, no.
And who's the other nigga that look like Lloyd Banks?
Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper.
Yeah,
Lloyd Banks.
That's a grip.
Oh,
of,
and what's his name?
No, for real,
Rico, what's his face?
Rico Strong.
Yes, Rico Strong.
And we're not even talking about the outer rim of the savage niggas. No. We're just talking about the Holy core. Council.
Right. The inner circle. The Jedi Council of the Savagery.
Them niggas, dog. I don't think I can ever.
I'll never be able to look at Mr. Marcus the same after seeing, you know, the syphilitic sores on his face.
Yeah, that nigga wild, dog.
Man.
That's savage.
Okay, how did you not notice that?
How did you not notice that and still put somebody else through that? Like,
wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wesley didn't pay.
Yeah. So, no, like, he was trying to convince the court that with the assets he currently has, he could only afford to settle his tax bill for, what was it, like $842,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, no, bitch, no. Because bear in mind, he owes like $23.5
million. God damn.
That's what the IRS.
I'm not going to make that much in my lifetime, more than likely.
Right.
That nigga had credit to run up a $23 million bill?
This goes, you know, back years.
But to be able to run up that much money, you have to have that access.
That is true. You're absolutely correct. Yeah. It was apparently he owed this from the years 2001 to 2006. And so he had requested some type of installment agreement or to make a cash settlement. And that's what he was trying to do, make a cash settlement. There was an investigation and the officer determined that a reasonable amount would be $17.5 million. Like, what? No. Wesley's like, I'm not paying $17.5 million. No.
That's a real nigga response.
So
all the Nino Brown just came out right there.
Right.
Hell no.
So the officer, like, you know, did some more calculations and further reduced it, but he further reduced it to $9.5 million. And Wesley was still like, no. I'm not paying.
Okay, now he might be a little unreasonable.
Yeah.
Like, dog, your shit went from $23.5 million to $9.5 million.
You're pressing your luck, Wesley. I'm going to keep it a buck. You're pressing your luck, Wesley.
He's trying to argue that with his current assets, because this lien was placed on him after he got released from prison in 2013.
Right.
So, okay, how did he get from where he was at from prison to $23 million.
No, so he, bear in mind, when you serve time on taxes, like you serve prison time, but you still owe money on the taxes.
You can't even get.
No.
I can't even get it all cleared.
No.
Ask Lauryn Hill.
Right.
And she's still showing up late to shit.
I heard her show out here recently, though. She was actually on time and personable.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was also on Tara at Rocky.
She probably didn't want
that. That was back in 2011.
She probably didn't want that Baltimore.
No, that was DC.
She probably didn't want that DC
smoke.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, DC niggas might have tore that.
Yeah. And Baltimore not that far away, yeah, so, you know.
The Marleys can't save you, Lauren, in DC.
Nah.
Because that nigga, yo, Slim. That's the words you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you fine. That was, you know, pretty much the end of it. So they're going to have to figure out what the fuck to do because
he can't sell off.
You're clearly at an impasse.
They can't sell off the all the money he made from Wildcats?
Bitch. I can't.
Fuck y'all. That shit was amazing. That movie was fucking awesome.
But...
Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes...
The first time they were together.
Yes. On film. Yeah. And they was 37-year-old men passing off as high school seniors. Shut up! Like,
you know, niggas look... 37!
Them niggas look old as shit in that movie, dog. You knew these niggas... That was back then. They were just throwing anybody in the high school flick.
Yeah, yeah.
Morgan Freeman was playing a high school cat.
Stop,
dog.
Stop it! I hate you.
Morgan Freeman played a cat that was in his mid-30s at 70, dog.
Remember how old fucking Michael T. Wilson looked? Played the quarterback. That was Bubba from.
Yeah, it was from Forrest Gump. The best. He's the best fictional quarterback of all time.
You know, you mean not Jamie Foxx?
No, he's way better than Jamie Foxx.
Really?
He was
better
way,
than Billy Beeman?
Yeah, way better. Way better. This motherfucker, Bird, could have just went to any college in America and made them national champions, dog. He was like the fucking LeBron James of high school football, dog. This nigga walked onto the field after not working out all summer, chasing hoes all summer, didn't lift a weight.
That's not true.
He didn't run no passing.
That's not true. He got a training in with the illicit activities.
Running from the cops. That's probably the only training he got.
Boosting rims. Yo, and shit like
this
that.
Nigga ain't run no routes with his receivers going into the season. He don't even, and I doubt he read the playbook. Let's keep it gangster. I doubt anybody believed there was a playbook that she gave him. That nigga was just going up to the huddle like, hut, and making shit happen, dog. That nigga's Cam Newton, dog. He was just better than everybody else on the field, dog. He took a perennial laughing stock and made them city champions, dog. And they beat the private school. And if you know anything, about private school football,
they recruit
a lot of money into
and
it.
They recruit, yes.
These niggas had to sell peanut brittle for 4 years just to get New Jersey's, dog.
Yo.
Remember the cheerleader uniforms?
What are we talking about now?
Wesley Pipes and Wildcat and Wild, that quarterback
nigga,
was
you
the
just
best.
Said
Now I just said the shit. You know what? That probably made the movie that much funnier if he was in it. He'd been trying to smash Goldie Hawn.
Yo, when you stop and think about it, like, Wildcats might have been one of the last movies that Wesley Snipes had a black love interest.
Huh?
Well, except for Wayne Toy itself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, big girl, too.
Yeah, big girl. Healthy girl. That's probably the last time that happened as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just interesting. Notice that.
But just get it back. Snipes need to do something, though. He gotta be able to meet niggas halfway.
I'm saying. 4.5, 5 mil. Come on, dude. You can't just.
I mean, it was reduced from 23. They got it to 9 million.
For real, they did you a real fucking favor, son.
You need to go ahead and ask that on up.
You know, they probably said, this nigga with the hard ER.
This nigga.
What else we got? It's going to have to be an abbreviated show this week.
We can go back to Trump for last few minutes.
I mean,
the Democrats got control.
We haven't talked about Jim Acosta.
Nope.
Yeah, let's go there for a minute.
Yes. How do you feel about that as a journalist?
First of all, the White House lies.
Yo.
They lie. They lie so badly. Man. Like, here's my thing. Here's the thing that I always say. And you know, the very few ultra conservative people who actually engage me on social media, I always say, why is it that if what these people are doing is so on the up and up and is such in the best interest of our country and this, that, and the other, why do they have to lie about
right.
it constantly?
Yeah.
Why be sneaky?
And this is not, you know, oh, the liberal media is biased against. No. The shit that they say can be empirically proven to be false, to be a non-fact, to be an untruth.
And them niggas just be like shrugging their shoulders. Yeah,
they still say it, but here's, like I said, underneath it all, why? Why do they feel the need, the incessant need to say it? If what they're doing and what they're saying is really on the up and up, it's not. And I'm not saying that Democrats and liberals or, you know, the left end of the political spectrum are any, I'm not saying that they're without fault or without sin, but when you think of lying, like the lying that we've seen on this level, like just blatant lying, it's come from the right part, from the right. It's not coming from the left. And somebody like myself, who likes to think of himself somewhat near the middle of that, it's noticeable. It's noticeable how much more one side has to lie in order to push their agenda through than the other does. That's something to really think about and consider.
Yeah.
Because I always imagine everybody knows lying is bad. Like,
so, I mean, I say all that to say, Jim Acosta did not assault any White House intern.
Nope.
He blocked her hand from trying to remove the microphone from his hand, which we can get into all the legal things in that later or, you know, look it up. But she technically assaulted him.
Because all she had to do was sit there, eat a motherfucking food, and not insert her silly ass into a situation between grown-ups that she had no fucking business doing in the first place.
Did you see Trump, like, basically ordering her to do it? Like, you're that. And, like, pointing, like, yeah, you're that. No, you're that. He's that. It's...
Yeah. I'd have told him, motherfucker, you come down here and take the microphone away from me. Like... You can't answer this question. You're supposed to be so right, so righteous and stuff, and you can't even answer a question like that. Like, you're all about American
freedom. At this point, I forgot what the question was about. Do you remember what the question was about? It was a valid question, that I know.
Fuck, I forgot what the fucking question was about. But yeah, she's right. It was valid as fuck. I want to say he was talking about, was it the tax stuff? Either it was something with Congress, either the tax stuff that Maxine Waters was talking about or the Mueller investigation. And he was like, no, you're fake news. And CNN should be ashamed to have you. Like,
yeah.
CNN don't know who they got. Like, I'm pretty sure CNN probably disagree with that. If they sent him up there to talk to you.
And it's so hard to get back to it because right now so much the focus has been on the fact that the White House, specifically Sarah, you know, Huckabee Sanders shared not only a doctored video, but a doctored video that appears to have come from InfoWars.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yes.
Is that like, where she got that shit?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. That, like, it's doctored to make it appear as though, you know, Jim Acosta did, like,
spot
and hit, you know, the intern or the aide or whatever. I'm sorry, I don't want to be disrespectful to the position, but yeah, that's what she shared. And there's been so much more focus on that we can't even, like, get to what the original question was that he was trying to get an answer from. Go ahead.
The fact that they would attempt to slander this man.
And now ban him and revoked his, you know, White House.
I'm talking about accusing him of hitting, assaulting a woman. The fact they would go that hard, because how many companies or news agencies is going to keep people from that would walk around beating a woman and beating women and shit? Like, come on.
Beating anybody, but especially women, and especially in this climate. Right. Like, come on.
Especially a white woman.
But that goes back to the lies, because there were so many people in the room who were like, that's not what fucking happened. Like, I was there. That's not what happened.
But it was being televised. Like,
it was on C-SPAN.
It was on TV, dog. you ain't gonna change what I just the fucking saw. I'm like, oh, damn, maybe I didn't see that. Like, no.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
So, and then...
It's like doctoring MLK, Malcolm X assassination, saying, that ain't what just really happened when everybody actually
was there. It's hot. But what makes this even scarier or, you know, dangerous or whatever adjective you want to use is the fact that now this dude is threatening to ban other White House journalists from the White House, including April Ryan.
Because the First Amendment doesn't give.
Now, basically, we are really, like, people, you know, kind of say tongue-in-cheek, you know, 1984, and no, this
that's
shit really,
what that's really that shit.
Where yeah, head, this shit really head. Is Orwellian, yeah. What's going on with yeah. this with this president. And I'm not, and that's not hyperbole.
Yeah.
That's not hyperbole at all. That's not over-exaggeration. No, this shit is really scary. It's, like, directly from
1984.
It's crazy.
Which I read for the first time last year, just because I was like, I felt like it was apropos to read it in this environment.
Oh, yeah.
And
that and Fahrenheit 451.
451.
Which is still probably one of my favorite novels. Or probably, yeah.
Who wrote that?
I wonder if it would be
Ray Bradbury.
Okay.
I wonder if it would be appropriate to read Animal Farm, too, in this.
Animal Farm is more about communism, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but communism is just a right wing form of nationalism, socialism.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
everything about it is.
I mean, right-wing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, all of these literary pieces, you know, please, you know, and there's a good reason to read them. But right. I don't equate Animal Farm to.
Because
Animal Farm, like, if you think about it, Animal Farm is way more, like, it literally was an analogy or metaphor for the way that the Russian,
but, and I feel you know, what you're saying, but I also look at it from a standpoint of demagogues, because Mr. Pig, to an extent, was a demagogue.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
What is Trump?
Well, Mr. Pig. But
right, so that's why I'm like, I think Animal Farm would be apropos to read in this day and age.
Stupid White Man is a good read too.
Yeah,
it is.
I love it. I'm just playing.
Probably one of Michael Moore's best books.
I'm gonna have to pick that one up.
Yeah, I have. I read it. I read it the day after Trump got elected. He was not a fan of Bush.
No.
Profound.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm about to say, we got anything else?
I had something to say, but.
Yeah, my mind's gone blank.
We were talking about books. What were we talking about before then?
Trump and him banning, wanting to ban journalists.
Oh, I think I said it already because, yeah, he literally on national TV said, I'm going to start saying fuck the Constitution. Like,
oh, yeah, he's trying to get rid of birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because fuck the Constitution, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to pick up the ones that serve me.
Yeah.
Oh, what you mean none of them serve me? Well, fuck it.
Who needs this? Not I, said the cat.
It is words. Is George Washington even alive?
Is he even one of the smartest?
Yeah,
these guys weren't smartest. I'm the smartest president to ever live. These guys, let me tell you, because I know facts, okay? Like, you will never find a smarter, brighter president, more perfect president than the one you see before you right now, okay?
Uh-huh. He once said he's the least racist person you know.
I'm the least racist person that you will ever meet.
Yeah, but Michael Cohen dropped dime was like, yeah, this motherfucker used racist language all the goddamn time.
You think?
Which we already knew, but still.
Yeah.
All right.
They should have never gave you niggers money. It's the Rock Solid. It's the Rock Solid Radio Show. I'm your boy Ubiquitous, Dr. Tam.
Peace out.
Ty Digger.
Peace.
One.